Well, welcome to our Tea Kopi session. I am so impressed. Actually, I'm impressed to see so many of you here. You must be the diehards. Is that it? You guys are, okay, we're going to get every bit of information we possibly can. So glad to have you here, and so glad to be able to share some of our information from our Tea Kopi project. Tea Kopi is a Texas Childhood Obesity Prevention Policy Evaluation Project, and so you probably can understand from that long title why we shorten it to Tea Kopi. Makes it much, much easier. It's a 5-year project funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and it's one of 6 state-funded grants to evaluate policy that is focused on childhood obesity prevention. Texas is actually doing something a little bit different. We're not doing just one policy evaluation. We're actually evaluating 2 national policies with a focus on preventing childhood obesity, or reducing and preventing, and those would be the Safe Routes to School and the WIC. We have two PIs, so we call them co-PIs. Rather than going through the co all the time, I'm just going to say we have 2 PIs. Marcia Ori from the School of Rural Public Health, Texas A&M Health Science Center in the Social and Behavioral Health Department, and Deanna Helsher, who is with the director of the Michael and Susan Dell Center for Healthy Living, and also with the UT School of Public Health Austin Regional Campus. Okay, so I wanted to be sure and mention those. I have no relationships, no money coming in as a result of this, so bummer. And I would like to, what we thought we would do, this whole session is about Tea Kopi, and we're going to try to present several different aspects of Tea Kopi. Today we're speaking of we're talking about the Safe Routes to School project, and so yesterday afternoon we shared some information about the WIC project, so it's not like we're ignoring the WIC Revised Food Package project. But I thought it would probably be easier, rather than stopping at the end of, or you know, after each presentation and then introducing the presenters, since we functioned as a team, I thought it would probably work out better if I simply introduced everyone, told you some background about each of our presenters at the very beginning. So that's what I'm going to do. Tiffany Menendez is speaking first, and she'll be talking about the factors associated with children's active transport to school, baseline data from the Safe Routes to School Policy Evaluation. And she is the Assistant Director of the Michael and Susan Dell Center for Healthy Living at the University of Texas School of Public Health Austin Regional Campus. She's responsible for research and communications across all projects within the center, so trust me, that's a lot. And she takes the lead in the development and coordination of intervention and evaluation material, and the development of manuscripts, grants, and reports. She's also co-project director with the Tea Kopi project, so she and I work very closely. And she's program manager for the Live Smart Texas. You'll hear us allude to Live Smart Texas throughout our presentations. That actually is a coalition of over 90 organizations in Texas focused on preventing and reducing childhood obesity. Tiffany received a Bachelor of Science in Psychology from Texas A&M. Interesting, she's at UT, and she got her undergraduate work at A&M, and her Master of Public Health in Health Promotion and Health Education from the University of Texas in Houston. Deanna Helsher, who is our PI, She is director of the Michael and Susan Dell Center for Healthy Living, and she is also the John P. McGovern Professor in Health Promotion and Behavioral Sciences at the Austin Regional Campus for the UT School of Public Health. That's quite an honor. So, wanted to be sure that you all knew that. Her research interests include child and adolescent nutrition, school-based health promotion programs, dietary and physical activity assessment methodology, evaluation of childhood obesity policies, and dissemination of school health programs. She has been the principal investigator of many research projects with childhood and adolescent populations, but most notably, the Child and Adolescent Trial for Cardiovascular Health, CATCH, a study to decrease the cardiovascular risk factors in children. She's also the PI of the School Physical Activity and Nutrition, the SPAN study, and it is a child and adolescent overweight prevalence study in Texas, and that's been going on for a few years and is continuing. She is obviously one of the PIs with the TCOPI project, and she's also the PI on Lunch is in the Bag study, an NIH-funded project to improve parent-packed lunches in daycare centers. I also wanted to mention, I'm going to put a plug in here, she's president-elect of the International Society of Behavioral Nutrition and Physical Activity and is the local coordinator for the 2012 annual ISPNPA conference to be held in Austin in May 2012. So if you're interested in looking at that and possibly attending, keep an eye out and look that up on the web or talk to us and we'll be sure and give you a link. Our third presenter will be Chanum Lee. Dr. Lee is associate professor in Department of Landscape Architecture and Urban Planning at the Texas A&M University. She received her PhD in Urban Design and Planning from the University of Washington, and she holds a bachelor's and a master's degree in landscape architecture with a certificate in health systems and design. She currently directs a research group, Design Research for Active Living, devoted to interdisciplinary research aimed at linking elements of the built environment with health behaviors and outcomes. Her research areas are in environmental approaches toward promoting physical activity, non-motorized transportation, and public health. And she has been the PI on multiple extramural grants from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the National Institutes of Health. Her work has been published in Public Health, Epidemiology, Transportation, and Urban Planning journals. So we're excited that she's here with us, and she's one of our co-investigators. And then the fourth presenter will be me, Diane Dowdy. I am assistant professor at the School of Rural Public Health in the Texas A&M Health Science Center, and I received my PhD and master's degree in community health education from Texas A&M University, and then also my Bachelor of Science in Nursing from Duke University. I was at one point the deputy director of the Active for Life program, which was a national program office from 2001 to 2009. That was funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. And we worked on the implementation, evaluation, and dissemination of evidence-based health promotion programs for middle-aged and older adults. Currently, I'm the co-program project director for TCOPI, and as I said earlier, work very closely with Tiffany. So, moving right along, as I mentioned, just a very, very brief overview. The two key childhood obesity prevention policies, both of these implemented in 2009, and we are working toward creating a broad-scale public health system of partnerships serving as a basis for statewide obesity prevention. And in addition to that, we see as one of the functions of the TCOPI project to disseminate our findings to multiple audiences, including the policy forums, which I'll be talking about a little later. But doing that in real time, not really with at the end, waiting until we have all of our data in. We feel it's important to connect with and to inform and connect with critical individuals in the state throughout the project. We have this thing of the rule of twos with our project, because two seems to be a theme throughout the project. We're looking at both aspects of the energy equation, both the activity and the nutrition, with Safe Routes to School and WIC. And we're also looking at two environments, if not more, the school and home, and then also the grocery store and food environment. And then we have two functional timelines, the school year for the Safe Routes to School and the year-round. And then we, of course, have our two state universities in a very unique and yet quite functional working relationship. We have the University of Texas School of Public Health and the Texas A&M Health Science Center School of Rural Public Health. And if you all don't know this, there actually is a fairly strong rivalry between UT and A&M. However, what we realize is when we're working together for finding solutions to childhood obesity, there is no rivalry. So we mentioned this, and we are in November, and you know the big game comes up around Thanksgiving, so we still talk to each other, though. Just to have a very, very brief overview, I wanted to play a little video that we created that gives you just a very brief overview of TCOPI.
TCOPI is a five-year project that's actually looking at two statewide policies. Today we're going to be focusing on Safe Routes to School. What Safe Routes to School does is it focuses on five different aspects, and we call them the five E's: engineering, education, encouragement, enforcement, and evaluation. So, for example, it will have funds for safer environments, whether it's sidewalks or crosswalks, and it also teaches kids about traffic safety.
3 years ago, when I started as a parent support specialist here, Safer Routes to School just landed in my lap. It's grown into something amazing. I have about 15 to 22 kids that walk with me on Wednesdays. It really has spurred relationship building and conversations that have evolved into making sure that the kids get safely to and from school.
During our baseline data assessment, what we found was that kids were more likely to walk if they were in an infrastructure or a planning school than they were in the control schools where there was no funding for Safe Routes to School.
One of the very exciting things about the TCOPI project is that we have an opportunity to influence public policy. We have held events at the state capitol, we have prepared policy briefs, and we have connected the project to key stakeholders such as Bike Texas and other members of Partnership for Healthy Texas.
Safe Routes to School is so important, it's brought two rival universities together.
We have Texas A&M
and the University of Texas.
And Texas Health Institute supporting the communication and dissemination.
It's a great team.
We put this together for our Texas Obesity Awareness Week activity, and I think they're going to be doing something very similar. Whoa.
Project is actually looking at two statewide.
They're going to be doing this again next year, so I think it went really well. I just wanted to mention one more thing. We are representing a very large team and a really good, hardworking team. So I wanted to be sure that you saw more of the team than just us, and acknowledge that we have a number of people with whom we share this big adventure. So I wanted to let you know. So Texas, Texas is a large state, and it takes a large team to evaluate, and some contact information. You'll see that all of us are quite accessible, so if you have any questions after the session, we'd be more than happy to connect with you, but this is some contact information for you.